Chapter 32. A week passes. Rain and Reza have been suspended, and nobody's seen Char. When the twins return, they tell everybody that Juju sent Char to live with her grandparents in Alabama. Kids are still saying how jive I am for squealing on Char. But I don't care. Char can't hurt me now. Mr. Pajoli says my office job is over, that I've paid enough dues by telling the truth about Char. I hunch my shoulders up like I don't care about the office. But deep down inside, I feel kind of bad. I was starting to really like it. And I missed working there when I was suspended. As I'm leaving the office, Caleb is standing by my locker. He turns all red when I ask what he's doing. "I was just leaving," he says, handing me a purple letter with gold writing on it. "Wait till I'm gone before you open it, all right?" I nod and watch him go to class. I duck into the girls' room, drop the backpack on the floor, and open the letter real slow. Spearmint. It smells like spearmint gum. I take the gum out and put it in my mouth before I read the letter. It's a poem. From me. To Malika, my sweet dark chocolate candy girl. Would you be my almond joy, my chocolate chip, my Hershey kiss, my sweet dark chocolate buttercrisp? Hand in hand, we'd walk to class and sit and talk in sweet green grass. Roller coaster way up high, pick moonbeams from out the sky. Would you be my almond joy, my chocolate chip, my Hershey kiss, my sweet dark chocolate buttercrisp? Caleb's poem makes me cry. It is so sweet. I look at my face in the mirror and smile. I promise myself to hang Caleb's poem on the wall with Daddy's and the one from the library. On the way to class, I see Caleb. He is still red-faced. Even his ears are red. My heart is beating fast, but I go up to him anyway. "That is the nicest thing anybody ever did for me," I say, with this goofy smile on my face. And we stand there, me twisting a pencil in my hands, and him twisting one of his braids over and over again. "You two supposed to be somewhere?" Mr. Braxton, the gym teacher, asks. "Yeah," we both say. "I'm going to Miss Saunders' class," I say. "And I'm on my way to math class," says Caleb. "Well, get there, now," Mr. Braxton's pointing. "I'll walk you to Miss Saunders' room. It's on my way," Caleb says, still twisting his hair. I take his letter and put it in my backpack, and we walk down the hall together. I close my eyes for a second and take a deep breath. Caleb always smells so fresh and clean. That's another thing I like about him. When I finally walk into class, everybody's staring at me like I got two heads. I'm late, but Miss Saunders doesn't make an issue of it today. Class is in the detention room while Miss Saunders' room is being repaired. Miss Saunders has given us 20 pages of Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves to read by tomorrow and telling us she'd been easy on us so far, but things are about to heat up. "Welcome back, Miss Madison," Miss Saunders says, giving me a wink. "Class wouldn't be the same unless you were late." Everybody laughs and turns my way. "Yeah," John John says. "Welcome back."
The end. You've been listening to The Skin I'm In by Sharon Flake, narrated by Cece Aisha Johnson. This book is copyrighted 1998 by Sharon Flake.